This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to emphasize the progress that has been made and that continues to be made in terms of a vaccine, a vaccination program, in fact, for the COVID-19 virus. In the middle of this dark winter, with threats of more shutdowns and restrictions and disruptions in our life and more death and more suffering, it's good to hear Dr. Anthony Fauci, perhaps most respected national voice on this particular issue, on the podium with Vice President Mike Pence. Here's Dr. Fauci.
Fourth, for an emergency use authorization or ultimately for a license. So we need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid. Now, what does that mean for us? We now, as the Vice President said, are telling you that help is on the way, which has two aspects to it. It means that we need to actually double down on the public health measures as we're waiting for that help to come, which will be soon. We'll be getting vaccine doses into people at high priority at the end of December. We're not talking about shutting down the country. We're not talking about locking down. We're talking about intensifying the simple public health measures that we all talk about. Mask wearing, staying distance, avoiding congregate settings, doing things to the extent that we can outdoors versus indoors. If we do that, we'll be able to hold things off until the vaccine comes. Now, I've used that metaphor that the cavalry is on the way. If you're fighting a battle and the cavalry is on the way, you don't stop shooting. You keep going until the cavalry gets here, and then you might even want to continue fighting. And then finally, one other final thing about it. The very impressive efficacy, 94.5 and 95% of a vaccine, should motivate individual to realize that this is something you want to participate in. So we're going to be talking to you about it likely here in the future, about why it's important as these vaccine doses roll out, why we have to do two things. Continue the public health measure and get vaccinated when the vaccine becomes available. Thank you.
One of the things that I would hope for, and good for Dr. Fauci for being there and making it clear that when Vice President Pence says we don't want any further lockdowns, he is not saying that people should just go about their business. There are still steps short of locking down businesses and doing more damage to our economy. There are still steps that people can take that can keep themselves safer and keep the country safer. And by the way, I know that there are lots of people who have seen in the newspapers this test from Denmark that says that, hey, guess what? Masks don't work perfectly in terms of keeping you safe. If you're wearing a mask, it may not protect you from any kind of infection with the COVID-19 virus. Everybody knew that. The purpose of wearing masks is not to protect you, though it does seem, according to most studies, this Danish study is an outlier, according to most studies, it does seem to make you somewhat safer, but where its real effect is applied is when you wear that mask, you make it less likely to infect other people. You make it less likely that your breath, in case you have anything, or anything that comes out of your mouth, if you're singing or shouting or traveling. What's one of the reasons, by the way, it's a good idea to even wear the masks when you're walking around in public, if you can. I actually, with the cold weather here, I've found that when we go out for walks, wearing the mask helps keep me warm. But the idea that wearing a mask isn't an ultimate solution for your protection, of course not. But neither is the closing of schools necessarily a positive step. And obviously there is great controversy in New York City, where I don't believe they have closed down private schools, but it was it's just the public schools that are being impacted, and of course that has a devastating impact on the whole city. And Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who, just seemed like a few weeks ago, it was actually months ago, was hailed as an American hero because of his great response. Well, not so much now. He gets a question. This is clip number 13. He gets a question from a reporter asking for clarification on the COVID restrictions. And, well, it sounds a little bit like Governor Andrew Cuomo lost his temper. Listen.
When we did an orange zone and a red zone in Brooklyn and Queens, and we closed the schools, don't you remember that? Okay, so don't you? So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're now going to override. We did it already. That's the law. An orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts.
I'm still confused.
Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And
then I'll tell you what you mean.
Parents are still confused as well. The schools
are they're not confused. You're confused.
No, I think
but read the law.
Confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
But Governor, right. Question. Are the schools going to be open tomorrow?
The schools are open by state law.
Will they be open tomorrow? That's the question. I think Jimmy's correct in asking that question. I don't think it's obnoxious at all.
Well, I don't really care what you think.
Can you imagine Trump responding this way? I can. And can you imagine what the public response would be if he did? It would be extremely harsh. There is a certain amount of confusion about whether schools are open or closed or what they're doing. And there's this from Governor Cuomo also. It's clip 15 talking about the surge of cases in New York, where, remember, there were theories that New York had achieved some kind of herd immunity and things that, well, what had happened was the lockdowns were effective in New York, and closing down the restaurants and the bars and what have you had a real effect, and then that kind of loosened up. And here we are. But here's the viewpoint from Governor Cuomo. Listen.
And just to make it very simple, if you socially distanced and you wore a mask and you were smart, none of this would be a problem. It's all self-imposed. It's all self-imposed. If you didn't eat the cheesecake, you wouldn't have a weight problem. It's all self-imposed.
Okay, it's a terrible thing to say, because people that I know who followed every precaution, who do not have a weight problem and don't eat the cheesecake, first of all, not everybody who has a weight problem eats badly. It's one of those things. My wife has written about this extensively and done research on it. There's a great deal of weight problems that have to do with heredity. There may even be a virus, some of the research suggests, that leads people to weight problems. And, I mean, for the governor of New York to say if you didn't eat the cheesecake, you wouldn't have a weight problem, and suggesting that it's all self-imposed, didn't his brother had COVID-19. Was that self-imposed? You can talk to Chris Cuomo about that, Andrew. We will be right back on the MedVed Show about an attempt to shut down a Christmas tradition at a school in Kansas. Why? We'll tell you coming up.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called Clear Play. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, Clear Play settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, they have just today called another congressional race. This is a congressional race out in Long Island in New York. And New York, no, it's not going conservative. But Republicans have done shockingly well in New York State in this round. Most recently, in the 2nd District of New York, a local councilwoman named Jackie Gordon, the Democrat, conceded to State Assemblyman Andrew Garbarino, the Republican. And This has been a Republican seat, so it's another Republican hold. It had been one of the declining numbers of seats that are still considered too close to call. One of the seats, by the way, which means the Republicans will have at the very least in the upcoming Congress 207 seats. That so far the Republicans have successfully flipped, taken over 13 Democratic seats. This is more than anyone expected. And I remember, look, I'll plead guilty to it. When President Trump was talking on the campaign trail about how he thought the Republicans were going to capture the House of Representatives, it seemed preposterous. All of the polling, all of the experts were indicating, no, it was going to go the other way. The Republicans were going to lose seats to the Democrats. The Republicans have flipped now 12 seats. The Democrats have flipped 3. And of the seats that are still hanging out there, there are at least 2 of them where the Republican is most likely to win. And plus, there's another runoff election that's being held in Louisiana for a congressional seat, but both of the candidates for that seat are Republican because they have the jungle primary, where it's the top 2 primary finishers in Louisiana. And so that runoff is coming out around the same time as the all-important Georgia runoffs. So how do you explain the Democrats crashing and burning in terms of their hopes of enlarging their House majority? And this really does mean, as Daniel Henninger said when he came on the show earlier today, that it is very likely that Nancy Pelosi is going to serve her last term as Speaker. She's 80. And she has indicated that she may step down after this term as Speaker. But even if she doesn't, it's probably going to be her last term, because the Republicans are extremely well positioned, unless the Republican Party completely blows up, to actually win back the House of Representatives after these 4 years of Democratic control. And that would be what happened the last time after they took the House back from Nancy Pelosi back in 2014. Look, all of this is encouraging. And one of the reasons for it is there was a slogan that was endorsed or at least permitted to be associated with Democrats that just destroyed them in the recent elections. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that starts out with a description of what's going on in Minneapolis. And they report, in the state where defund the police became a progressive rallying cry following the killing of George Floyd, the phrase is now being blamed for harming down-ballot Democrats both here, meaning Minnesota, and nationally, after some suburban voters were repelled by the message. It's not just suburban voters. One of the reasons that a lot of the analysts and pollsters are saying that Trump did better with Latino voters was Latino voters don't like the phrase defund the police. They understand, because a lot of them do live in urban neighborhoods, that the police are a necessary protection against bad guys who actually do exist in those neighborhoods. One of the reasons President Trump did better among African Americans in this recent election was because of the idiocy involved with cries of defund the police. You may remember this, but during the Democratic convention, when they had their virtual convention, it was an incredible missed opportunity for them to put up some of the very prominent Democrats who are police officers, or at least with a police background. I'm Val Demings in particular, who was for 27 years a member of the Orlando Police Department. She was police chief there. Her husband was also a former police chief and a former sheriff, also in law enforcement. Supporting law enforcement is not a Republican issue. It should be an American issue. Everybody should, must, needs to support law enforcement. And what they say in this article, they quote a communication strategist in Minnesota named Blois Olson. It definitely impacted the regional results, Blois Olson says. Republicans just hammered Democrats on defund the police. The outcomes in Minnesota were echoed elsewhere as Republicans found success in local and congressional races by turning progressive slogans such as defund the police into a political weapon. Some races have yet to be called, but Democrats will lose close to 10 U.S. House seats. I think with the news that I just shared with you, it will be at least 10. They've lost officially a net of 9. After the election, House Majority Whip James Clyburn, remember him, criticized calls to defund the police and suggested the phrase hurt Democrats in down-ballot races, specifically pointing to Representative Joe Cunningham, a Democrat who lost in South Carolina. The defund theme is currently playing in television ads airing in Georgia as part of the two runoff elections that will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. In one sponsored by Republican Senator David Perdue, the phrase is highlighted along with other liberal proposals as a narrator suggests they would radically change America. Okay, there's an easy way for the Perdue's opponent, John Ossoff, to counter that. Say, I will oppose defunding the police. I want more funding for police. He hasn't said that. And this is the point, is they make it sound as if it's some kind of dirty trick that Republicans used this defund the police theme. It's not a dirty trick. It's a reaction to an outrageous suggestion that the problems that we have with big city crime, and crime going up so dramatically in places like Minnesota, they have the numbers here. You're talking about murders and property crimes and every sort of crime since the George Floyd riots that occurred in Minnesota afterward. There's been a devastating impact on public safety. Is it wrong for people, ordinary people of every race, to be concerned about that? No, it's right and it's appropriate. And it's right and appropriate to figure a way out for an electoral logjam. We'll talk about it on the MedVed Show.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving, citing a rise in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. A vaccine is on the horizon, but Dr. Anthony Fauci reminds everyone.
So we don't want there to be a signal to the community that, we have a vaccine, so let down your guard. No, it should actually be an incentive to double down until we get everybody vaccinated.
Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell is alleging unprecedented fraud in the presidential election. Speaking to reporters, Powell saying there was a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to prevent President Trump's re-election.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, with Thanksgiving a week away, I can't believe it, the time moves so quickly. Of course, people are thinking about the holidays, so just in time for the holidays, students at a Kansas middle school, Kansas, will no longer be able to fill Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes with gifts for poor children overseas, because the superintendent caved to a militant secularist group's litigation threat. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation, we've had them on many times on the United States. Nice people, but completely obsessively allergic to even the idea that somebody far removed from them could take religion seriously, or even blind to some of the benefits, to some of the good work that religious charities like the Samaritan's Purse, which is involved with the Operation Christmas Child, to be blind to all the good work they do. And here's the statement the Freedom From Religion Foundation told the Pratt County Public Schools Superintendent Tony Helfrich in a November 3rd letter. They said, "While it is laudable for a public school to promote student involvement in the community by volunteering and donating to charitable organizations, the school cannot use that goal as an avenue to fund a religious organization with a religious mission." Uh-huh. A mere 4 days later, the superintendent caved, and he told the Freedom From Religion Foundation that he was immediately discontinuing the school's participation in the shoebox campaign because its mission is more sectarian in nature than we realized. Samaritan's Purse is a Christian charitable group started by the evangelist Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, of course, that provides health, food, construction, and other forms of aid to needy people around the world, regardless of their religious faith or lack thereof. Millions of the shoeboxes, which are filled by participants from thousands of American churches and other groups with gifts for children, such as toys, shoes, and socks, dental aids, clothing, and other needed items, those shoeboxes have been distributed for more than two decades. The Christmas shoeboxes are sent to children in 160 countries around the world. Look, this is a shame, because no one is complaining that somehow this program of Operation Christmas Child somehow was trying to get in some religious propaganda secretly, either for the recipients of these shoeboxes or for the kids who contributed to them. And I actually think there's a real educational purpose to having some of the kids in Kansas or anywhere else in the country actually gather the stuff together to send to children abroad, which is to realize how lucky you are that stuff that you might throw away or take for granted could really help somebody else in a country that is less fortunate than you. And this is a valuable lesson that goes beyond religion. It is a lesson that is deeply religious for many people. But there are other people who can say, yes, well, I'm a supporter of Operation Christmas Child. If they object to the name Christmas, well, good luck to you. It's a federal holiday. It's really not considered to be impossible to say Merry Christmas, or to even use a term like Operation Christmas Child. The reality is that Samaritan's Purse is a social welfare organization. So said a spokesman. We exist to care for those in need, in the greatest of need across the world. Just because the leaders are religious is no reason to exclude them from the public discourse. Excluding an organization just because it is religious is the very type of religious intolerance the First Amendment abhors. Freedom from Religion Foundation and other Grinches would rather kids be denied the opportunity to care for kids who have nothing at Christmas time than put up with the mission of Samaritan's Purse. Look, I hate to say it, but this is probably headed toward litigation of some point. And it's a shame when even in the middle of the country, in a more conservative state like Kansas, this becomes an issue. What has also become an issue has been a firing that we didn't pay that much attention to, but it may end up being a big thing. The Wall Street Journal, again, this is not an anti-Trump publication. This is the Wall Street Journal, okay, the leading conservative voice in the country. And the journal reports that many GOP lawmakers this week questioned Mr. Trump's firing of Chris Krebs, the Department of Homeland Security's top cybersecurity official, who had publicly challenged Mr. Trump's unsubstantiated claims about election fraud. It's the president's prerogative, but I think it just adds to the confusion and chaos. You know who said that? John Cornyn. He got reelected in a landslide in a race that was supposed to be close in Texas. He ran well ahead of Trump in Texas, by the way. And John Cornyn, who's a very fine U.S. senator, and he's entirely correct. Chris Krebs is somebody who was honored by Chad Wolf, the president's Homeland Security Secretary, for the great job that he had done being in charge of cybersecurity in the election. When President Trump fired Chris Krebs, who is 43, a former Microsoft executive, he had been hailed in recent days for his 2 years spent preparing the states for the challenge of the vote hardening systems against Russian interference and setting up a rumor control website to guard against disinformation. And the idea that he got fired because he defended the election as being honest and clean, it's kind of disturbing. I do think it is. And it says pressures are mounting on lawmakers in the lame duck session some close to home. The firing of Mr. Krebs came hours after 87-year-old Senator Chuck Grassley, the longest-serving Republican in the chamber, and, by the way, the president pro tem of the Senate, puts him fourth in line to the presidency. He had tested positive for COVID-19 in recent days. Representatives Sherry Bustos, Democrat Illinois, Doug Lambert, Republican Colorado, Tim Walberg, Republican Michigan, Dan Newhouse, Republican Washington, and Ed Perlmutter, Democrat Colorado, have all tested positive for the virus this week as well, putting the total of lawmakers who have contracted the virus since March at more than 24. Meanwhile, efforts to reach a compromise on another pandemic relief package remain stuck, and the possibility of another government shutdown loomed after current funding expires on December 11th. We have a lot of deadlines coming up. December 8th is the safe harbor deadline when they actually need to be finished with certifying and determining the results of the election in every state to make sure that information is transferred to Washington and that the electors can be chosen and then meet on time and actually go to the business of electing a president. And with all of that, these added disputes and the effort to try to boost the economy and protect the economy against what is going to be a finite grappling with COVID-19. Look, all of the vaccination information is very good news, but that doesn't mean that the problems are over. Not for another couple of months. So where do we go to try to find some agreement? We will be back with that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, usually when people use the term great, it means not only excellent, but big, substantial. And that's why it's worth noting that sometimes great can also mean concise, to the point, focused. And today is the anniversary of one of the greatest and one of the shortest important speeches ever delivered. The speaker had been asked for a few appropriate remarks, and the result was the Gettysburg Address. It's the 157th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln traveling by train up to the battlefield at Gettysburg, where just a few months before, literally more than 100,000 troops, both Union and Confederate, had struggled on that hallowed ground. Lincoln used that term, this hallowed ground, and made it part of our language, part of our inheritance. There are more than 3,500 Union soldiers who were buried on the battlefield at Gettysburg. And what is fascinating about the story is that the featured speaker was not the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, whose oratorical brilliance was to some extent taken for granted at the time. The featured speaker was a senator from Massachusetts, Edward Everett, who was also a former president of Harvard. He had that elite education that Lincoln had none of. And Everett spoke for more than 2 hours, really, and without a teleprompter, but with a text. And there honestly isn't anything from his two-hour address, which was widely admired. There isn't anything from that address that anyone remembers today. As Lincoln spoke for less than 2 minutes. It's 272 words, the Gettysburg Address. And I remember back in the anniversary of 2013, I was one of those people who was asked to contribute my own commentary on the Gettysburg Address. The hitch was we were supposed to make the commentary on the address as short of the speech itself. We were limited to 272 words, so it's sort of fun and challenging to. And that was all came out in the book, which includes photographs remembering the occasion. It is so important to remember Lincoln because his entire being was tied up in the idea of union, unity. And yes, he understood that part of what the troops that he helped to inspire to volunteer for the Union, and then the troops later who were drafted, that part of what they were fighting for was, of course, to get rid of the profound evil of slavery, but they were fighting to preserve the United States as one nation. Because there was a very serious attempt to blow our nation apart and to prevent America from playing the kind of role in the whole history of the world that we have played. And one of the things that Lincoln, I think, understood, and you can see this in so many of his great speeches, how I wish some of them were recorded, because apparently he had a distinctive style for delivering them. One of the things that happens that is wrong and that we try to correct, we have a one of our history shows is called The Real Lincoln. And you can go ahead and download it now at the MedVet History Store. And if you're a MedHead member, if you're enrolled in our premium subscriber at our website for 11 cents a day, then everything at the History Store is 50% off. It's a great deal. In any event, one of the things about Lincoln is when he's portrayed in films, very often you'll hear someone with a deep resonant voice. Raymond Massey was a famous Lincoln of the 1930s and 40s. Deep resonant voice. He didn't have a deep voice. He had a high piercing voice that actually carried well with these mass audiences that he attracted without a microphone. In any event, we don't have any recordings of Lincoln, but we do have his words, which are actually carved behind his statue in the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. Check out the availability of this material at the MedVedHistoryStore.com. There's also a very important piece, and I want to do it justice, about legal drugs, which seems to be a growing thing. People talk about there was no blue wave, as people expected in the election. There wasn't really a red wave. You can't have a red wave if the president of the United States, Republican, is on the losing end. But there was something of a green wave, green meaning as in marijuana leaf. I mean, all around the country, people are removing restrictions on drugs, no place more extremely than in the state of Oregon, where they are decriminalizing the use of all kinds of drugs, including cocaine and amphetamines. And, okay, there's a powerful bit of research on something that looks beyond the impact of drugs on you, on your own personal health, but drug use and recreational drug use can have a very, very powerful impact on children if they live in the same home. And in fact, some of the data from the foster children's programs shows that many of the times that children are taken out of a home, it involves some of the deterioration in family life and in personal life and just in general atmosphere that is associated with very regular drug use. This powerful piece by Naomi Schaefer Riley, yes, the wife of Jason Riley, the Wall Street Journal, and John Walters, we will cover next time on the MedVed Show. And in terms of coming up now, there is a series where they're dropping another episode this Sunday starring Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, which I have found just extraordinary to watch. It is called The Undoing. Listen to this review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant play an upscale Manhattan couple who seem to have everything, including a bright and promising teenage son. But then a murder involving his exclusive private school threatens to blow up everything in The Undoing, a new miniseries now streaming on HBO Max.
Whatever you've heard is worse than you think.
This story will explode.
and explosive surprises, twists, and well-hidden mysteries make this dark tale compulsively watchable with an utterly superb and riveting performance by Nicole Kidman. Produced by David Kelley, recently celebrated for Big Little Lies, The Undoing's first three episodes are lurid but masterful, keeping you guessing about the shocks that lie ahead. Rated TV-MA for loads of graphic sexuality and nudity, very harsh language, and spasms of violence. 3.5 stars for the riveting and haunting The Undoing. Okay, I watch a lot of films, and I will tell you, normally when something has a murder at its center, you can kind of figure out where things are going. This is one of those series, and I believe it's going to be a total of 6 episodes. The fifth episode is coming this weekend, and on Sunday night, and you can see it anytime you want. But it's not for kids. But it is one of those cunningly constructed pieces where you literally don't know where it's going. And in terms of where you are going and where the market is going, let's hope the market starts going up again sometime soon. But whether it does or not, there are some exciting companies, and a lot of them are found and organized by our crowd. And our crowd was just buoyed. I talked to my brother, who is the CEO of our crowd. And my brother Jonathan was able to tell me the very good news that Oryx, a giant Japanese corporation, has just put $60 million into our crowd companies. Now, you don't have $60 million to put in, but you might want to find out something about these investment opportunities and the latest developments. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. A great way to get ready for the Thanksgiving week that's coming up next week. But first, we have a very eventful and action-packed Friday, to be sure, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.